From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. South Sudan's rival leaders have called on their forces to halt fighting, which threatens to tear apart a fragile peace agreement and unity government. Speaking to a local radio station Monday, Vice President and former rebel leader Riek Machar urged his forces to honor a ceasefire declared hours earlier by President Salva Kiir. Mr. Kiir's declaration of cessation of hostilities issued Monday ordered both sides to stop fighting at 6 p.m. local time in Juba. Fighting raged for a fifth day across Juba Monday, hours after the United Nations Security Council called on leaders in South Sudan to control their forces. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Monday urged the Security Council to impose an arms embargo and targeted sanctions on South Sudan. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the U.S. will send more troops to Iraq.
And I'm pleased to report today in that connection that we agreed for the United States to bolster the Iraqi efforts to isolate and pressure Mosul by deploying 560 additional troops.
Carter spoke Monday during a visit to Baghdad. He said the additional troops will be sent to the newly taken Qayyara Air Base West, which will serve as a logistics and air hub for the coalition. British Prime Minister David Cameron said he will officially resign Wednesday, allowing Interior Minister Theresa May to become the country's next leader. Mr. Cameron said that on Wednesday he will attend the House of Commons for Prime Minister's questions and then go to the palace to offer his resignation. May stepped in line to be the next prime minister when her only remaining rival for the post, Energy Minister Andrea Leadsom, withdrew from the race. This is VOA News. The North Korean government says it is closing one of the last lines of communications with the United States. It says diplomatic communications through its United Nations office in New York will end in retaliation for U.S. sanctions against leader Kim Jong-un. Mr. Kim and several other North Korean officials were sanctioned for alleged human rights abuses. Earlier Monday, North Korea threatened to take physical action after the U.S. and South Korea announced plans for the deployment of a sophisticated missile defense system in the South. Officials say the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab Monday took control of the strategic port city of Mirka. Government troops and African Union peacekeepers left the town at dawn, giving Al-Shabaab militants the port on the Somali coast. It's not clear why African Union troops and the Somali army withdrew. Opposition fighters in northern Syria launched a major offensive Monday against government-controlled areas of the city of Aleppo. The action came just days after government troops seized the only supply road into the opposition half of the city. Monitors said the rebel operation began at dawn on several fronts. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights later reported 19 troops loyal to President Bashar al-Assad were killed in a single assault in Aleppo's Old City. Thousands of Venezuelans streamed across the border into Colombia on Sunday to purchase essential goods that have become impossible to find or purchase in their home country. Many goods are on short supply in Venezuela because of a severe economic crisis. Venezuelans were able to stock up on items in Colombia that have become almost impossible to find or afford in Venezuela, such as flour, oil, toilet paper, shampoo, and medicine. An airplane powered entirely by the sun has nearly finished its more than year-long journey. The single-seat Solar Impulse 2 took off from Sevilla for Cairo on Monday with pilot Andre Borschberg in the pilot seat. Thousands of people defied a curfew and took to the streets for a third day in Indian Kashmir to protest the killing of a local separatist leader. The death toll in the unrest has climbed to more than 25. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton will be joined by Democratic rival and Senator Bernie Sanders at the campaign rally in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Tuesday. There is widespread speculation that Sanders could endorse Clinton at the rally. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are higher at this hour. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.